أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأما الذين كفروا فأعذبهم عذابا شديدا في الدنيا والآخرة وما لهم من ناصرين وأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم والله لا يحب الظالمين ذلك نتلوه عليك من الآيات والذكر الحكيم إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss verses 56 to 60 of Surah Ali Imran, inshallah. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the secret plots and the plans of the Bani Israel against the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and the plan of Allah Ta'ala, which was miraculous. Allah Ta'ala saved Isa alayhi salam, emancipated him, Allah Ta'ala ascended him, and then all of this was done, and together with that, the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was preserved for a certain time. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned some very basic rules. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, with regards to those who disbelieve, فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, then I will punish them a severe punishment, فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in the material world, in this world, and in the akhirah, and in the hereafter. The chastisement, the punishment in this world will be that if ever they oppose the believers, if ever they oppose the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously there will be a jihad that will take place, they will lose their lives, there will be imprisonment and all of that. And of course then in the hereafter there is the fire of Jahannam. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِن نَاصِرِينَ, and for them there is no helper, neither in this world nor in the akhirat. Of course, if they make tawbah and they repent, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, with regards to those who have brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they practice righteously, فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the full recompense. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the full reward. In this world also, and in the hereafter, and in the other verses of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them more than they toil. The rule of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is, our effort is a very small effort, and then the reward from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is much greater than what we do. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-zalimeen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who are unjust. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not love those who do wrong. ذَلِكَ نَتْلُوهُ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a similar address passed a few verses before also, that year round about 600 years has passed now since the revelation of the Quran and the ascension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But look at the detail in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He had gone to no scholar, he had gone to no person, he had not read the gospel, he had not read any of the kitabs of the past, he was an unlettered person. But how was it possible then that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is now making the tilawat of the Quran Sharif in such a beautiful manner? Where did all of this come from? ذَلِكَ نَتْلُوهُ عَلَيْكَ, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is what we recited upon you, min al ayati, from the verses, wa dhikri, and the advices, al hakim, which is most wise. In other words, in the wisdom of the Quran, and we see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we just appreciate the way in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala narrated this entire incident. On the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala surrounded the story around Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha,
how Allah Ta'ala had captivated us with Maryam, her birth. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Allah's direct speech to her. Allah Ta'ala had chosen her. And then Allah Ta'ala's address to her about the coming of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, his beautiful qualities, his miracles. And then very briefly, Allah Ta'ala speaks about his mission, his perception, how he perceived the difficulty he is going to go through. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks about how Allah Ta'ala consoled Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the ascension of Isa alayhi salam, and the continuation of the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the next verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes back to the very original that we discussed at the very beginning of the surah, that that group from Najran, that Christian delegation that came to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the things that they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how is it that you do not observe the honor of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioned them that why do you say such a thing, that I have the greatest honor for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They said that when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of God, then how is it possible that you call him the Abd of Allah, the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then that is not giving due regard to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Secondly is, find us an example of someone that was born without a father. Find us an example of someone that was born without a father. The probable reason why they were saying this is if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have found them an example, then obviously they felt that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have been from out of this world, because they never thought there would be another example like Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They asking the question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, on the other hand, sends down this wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. Certainly the example of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the example of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now when we look at this example, the example is in actual fact mind-boggling. That on the one hand, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born from the womb of his mother. That is, in fact, that even the Yahud, the Nasara, everybody has ascertained that. There is no doubt as so far as that is concerned. But when we looked at Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no intervention of even a mother. So when we looked at the example of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the second stage was this, that from him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. That is even more mind-boggling. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came without a mother. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came without a father. And then from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came Hawa. That is in actual fact a greater miracle of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah ta'ala says, خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَاب. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created him from turab. Allah ta'ala created him from the earth, from dust, from sand. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُون. Allah ta'ala molded him from dust, from sand, from earth. And then Allah ta'ala said, kun fayakun. Allah ta'ala said, be. Then he had become. The same command that Allah ta'ala had given with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So insofar as that is concerned, there is an exact similarity. There is no difference between the command that Allah ta'ala had given to about Adam alayhi salam, that same command Allah ta'ala had given about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So far as that is concerned, there is an equality in kun fayakun. But in the example, of course, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is a far greater miracle than that of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But obviously, they were not going to accept the Nabi of Allah, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They were not going to accept Tawheed. They were not going to accept Risala. And then Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Haqqu min Rabbika, the absolute truth is from your Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ, and do not become amongst those who are the doubtful ones. Now here, the doubtful ones will be both the groups. The one group is the Yahud, that they were doubtful with regards to Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Was she really a chaste woman or not? And then the doubtful ones were also the Nasara. Was Isa alayhi salatu was salam the Abdullah wa Rasulu? Was he the slave and servant of Allah Ta'ala and the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala? Or was he Ibnullah? Or was he part of the Trinity? That was their doubt. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses us as the Ummat and the reciters of the Quran Sharif, saying that we should never ever have this doubt that he was definitely the slave of Allah Ta'ala and the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala purify our Iman, and may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.